I'm about to strip a gear. Everything they've turned me up, Brother James. Go ahead, Miss Terry. Amen. 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 Hallelujah, sis. Amen. That's good stuff. Everything they sang about this morning, every hymn we sung, everything we've said about him, he did it for me. And he did it for you too. Go ahead, Miss Stacy. Just mind the Lord this morning. Nah. Me too.
You take for granted when you talk to somebody that, you know, they're really going to listen, or that you've just said this great thing, you know, or, but when you see the Lord answering the prayers that you've prayed for,
yeah,
it's just such a blessing to walk into church and see those prayers answered. Just things that people just go through life every day and don't think about. You invite somebody to church, you come Sunday and they're here.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't take that lightly.
Amen. Yeah.
It's all the difference in the world. I sit here and I think, you know, I feel stupid because I feel like it's just being rusty here in church this morning. And I swore I'd never be a screamer, but there's just something inside of me that I got to get out. I'm just so thankful. 4 or 5 years ago, I came to a yard sale. I'm so glad I'm addicted to yard sales. Because if I wasn't addicted to yard sales, I may not ever be here. And I'm thankful, Roger, that you sell junk. I'm so glad.
Yeah. That's it.
It's not church. It's not church functions. It's not getting tissues for the altar. It is that personal relationship.
Yeah. Glory to God. Amen. What am I supposed to do after that? Go ahead, honey. Yeah, brag on him, honey. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Woo. Go ahead. Before Miss Shelley testifies, the Bible talks about our praise being as incense unto the Lord. In other words, the Lord's sitting in heaven this morning going,
amen.
I like it. I like it. I like it. They fired that smoker up out here the other day, and that thing, it puts off a scent, and it just draws people to it. Because it's a good smell. That's what this praise is to the Lord this morning. This may be out of style, but it ain't out of order. Amen? Amen. Go ahead, Miss Michelle. Yeah. Amen. 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 That's good stuff. 1 Kings chapter 19. Somebody said, you're going to preach after all that? Yep. It's good to have our children's church workers and our teen church workers in here with us this morning. We ran our buses yesterday and had church with them here yesterday. Brother Allen preached a hide off of them. And they got to have church in the sanctuary, buddy. They loved that. Amen. And I heard that several times afterward, how much they enjoyed having the service in the sanctuary. So thank everybody for all your hard work and what you do. Lives are being changed because of what you do, and ultimately because of what Jesus has already done. But he's using you to make a difference. Amen. Can y'all hear me in the back okay? I can barely hear myself. I think my head's just all stopped up. 1 Kings chapter number 19. If you were in Sunday school this morning, raise your hand. That's pretty much everybody in here, close to it. If you were in class this morning, I am assuming that you were taught a lesson about Elisha. This little Sunday school promotion we're doing, Levi, my son, put together, was Lessons from Legends. And this last week was Elijah, and then this week was Elisha, and I think next week is Ruth. You know, the Bible is filled with characters, and their life stories are not just put in there for information. They're put in there for our learning. You understand that? I've learned a lot in life, do's and don'ts from the Bible. Amen. There are people in the Bible who's made the same mistakes I've made, and I've been able to look at their life and see how they walked through it and got out of it. There are people who have made mistakes that I've read about in the Bible that I saw, hey, that's not a good thing, so don't go in that direction. So there's good examples and there's bad examples. There's people in the Bible that you want to emulate, and you wouldn't mind setting up as a hero. My favorite of all time is Joshua. If I could be anybody in the Bible on the face of this earth, I'd love to be Joshua, a Joshua for God. That's who I'd like to be. But the Bible's full of great men and women, and you'll see a great lady next week in studying the life of Ruth. But this morning I want to look at Elisha. Elijah and Elisha, these are exciting guys right here. Elijah called down fire from heaven, killed 400 prophets of Baal with his bare hands. I mean, that stuff's exciting. Somebody said, I want to read a book that's exciting. Read the Bible. Read the Bible. There's some stuff in there that'll blow your mind. I remember the first time I read my Bible through, and I'd go through it, and I'd go, wow, I didn't know that was in the Bible. Amen. But Elisha, these are two guys I want to meet when I get to heaven. I just want to tell, everybody talks about St. Peter at the gate. Whoever's at the gate, after I see Jesus, of course, I'm going to say, hey, could you introduce me to Elisha and Elijah? I want to meet them guys, man. I mean, they'd be a rarity in today's world, wouldn't they? Amen. They'd be a rarity. If somebody had stepped out in the middle of that parade down there yesterday and all that goings on down there and called fire down from heaven, wow. I bet Channel 2 would have come out. Amen. Probably been on the news. Amen. But Elisha, these guys are exciting. Elisha is you studied Elijah last week. Now, at the end of Elijah's life, it's so easy to get them two crossed up. At the end of Elijah's life, he's passing the torch off to Elisha, this younger guy who is about to become the great prophet in Israel. And so we're seeing this passing of the torch. So I want us to think about it in that light this morning. 1 Kings chapter number 19. I'll go quickly, I promise you. 1 Kings chapter number 19. Won't you look at verse number, let's see, where do I want to go? Let's go to verse number 19. So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then will I follow thee. And he said unto him, go back again, for what have I done to thee? And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him. I want to show you several things from the scripture this morning about this guy Elisha and how that his life can apply to mine and yours. Number one, I want you to notice that Elisha had a destiny. Elisha had a destiny. Hey, he was destined to be the next prophet in Israel. He was destined to take the place of the great man of God. Did he know that? No, he did not, till Elijah found him plowing with 12 yoke oxen. Plowing 12 yoke oxen, I'd say he is a pretty good sized fella, and he was a much of a man. Amen. I don't know if you've ever, I have tried plowing behind a mule. I don't know how them guys planted all them acres back in the old days plowing behind a mule. That's hard work, buddy. But here he was plowing behind 12 yoke of oxen. Let me just say something else about it. That shows you he wasn't afraid of work. That shows you he wasn't a politician. He didn't mind getting his hands dirty. I heard one of them politicians on the radio the other day, and I won't get too political, so I won't say who it was, but he said, I am one of you. I said, no, you're not. No, you're not one of us. Amen. No, I understand your problems. No, you don't. You're flying around in Air Force One, dude. You don't know my problems, Jack. We okay? Nod your head. But Elisha was a man of the people, okay? He was down to earth, but he had a destiny. God had a plan for his life. Do you understand this morning, just as God had a plan for Elisha, that God has a plan for you? God's plan for your life is not for you to wallow in misery and suffer in defeat and die in depression. God has a plan for you. Let me tell you something. It's a good plan. It's a plan of joy and of life. Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. You say, what's all that shouting about this morning? What's that girl squealing about down in the altar? That's abundant life. You know what abundant means? Abundant means more than enough.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's one thing to be happy. It's one thing to be happy. A lot of people are happy. But then there are some who can say with David, my cup just ran over. What happened this morning, Jesus got so big in Miss Latour's heart on this altar that he came out. Amen. Her body couldn't contain him. Hallelujah. God has a plan for your life. And it's not misery and it's not defeat and it's not suffering. Now sometimes we suffer. Sometimes we suffer and we experience defeat. Sometimes we go through hard days and hard times. But that's not God's ultimate goal for your life. Jesus wants you to have joy. Unspeakable and full of glory. Are you listening? He's got a destiny. He's got a destiny. Some of you are on the road to it. Some of you are approaching it. Some of you are there. I'm there. In this walk of life, I've reached my destiny. This is who I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to be. Do you know how fulfilling that is? I don't make the most money in the world, but I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
Amen.
Are you listening? I don't drive the finest cars in the world or live in the finest house in the world. But I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I found my purpose in life. What good is it if you're making good money, but you're doing something that you weren't made to do?
That's right.
That's why you're not happy. Does that make sense? That's why you hate your job. I'm not telling you, Brother Eddie said I got to go in and quit my job tomorrow. No, I'm saying you need to pray and ask God what His will for your life is. Don't you dare come in here and tell me, praise the Lord, Brother Eddie, I quit my job. No. If you hate your job and you got one, you ought to turn that hate around into being thankful that you got a paycheck. Amen. But Elisha had a destiny. It was to be the prophet of Israel. Hey, your destiny may not be to be a great prophet or a great preacher or a great anything, but you do have a destiny.
Yes, sir.
Understand that. You do have a destiny, and that was to be the next great prophet in Israel. Listen, as far as I'm concerned, as far as you're concerned, bus workers, Sunday school teachers, youth workers, whatever you do, you can't do this forever. Do you understand that? Brother Allen, you're going to be no good to them teenagers when you're senile. And you preach the same message every week because you don't remember what you preached last week. Are you listening? I know some pastor that pastors too long. They stay too long. They get too old to handle the job. And the church just dies from it. Are y'all okay? You're going to have to hand off the torch one day. We've got a generation coming up behind us. And one of these days, it's going to be a great privilege to hand the torch off and say, here. In other words, cast the mantle on like Elijah did Elisha. It's going to be an honor for somebody to come up behind us. Hey, and you may be sitting in this room this morning. Some of you younger people that didn't get to stand up with the grandparents a while ago. Are you going to be ready when Elijah comes by your way and points you to your destiny and what God's plan and God's will is for your life? I wonder how many people who claim to be saved even care. I really do. They just going through life nonchalantly. Whatever happens, happens. No, man, that ain't the way. Your life is what you make it. Amen. You're going to get out of it what you put into it. Somebody said, well, I'm just waiting for my ship to come in. We ain't even near the ocean. There ain't a creek in town big enough to float a boat. Your ship ain't, it ain't even on its way. I see these poor people in the store all the time standing in front of me. Give me a number 3 and a number 4 and a quick pick and a this and that. And they go on and on and on. And by the time they're through, my Coca-Cola's hot. You know what they want? Something for nothing. Something for nothing. They're shipped to come in. I'm here to tell you, hey, if you win the lottery, we'll take your tithes. Amen. If you hit the big one, yes, sir, by all means, tithe. Hallelujah. If some of you hit the lottery, we'd never see you again. Amen. Till it's time to preach your funeral. Listen, man, that ain't life. That just ain't life. Here's life. Jesus, what's your plan for me? Who am I to marry?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Your destiny's not just a job. Your destiny's a person.
Yes, sir.
Your destiny's a person. My destiny's sitting right back yonder. My little green-eyed wife. Amen. Amen. We laid in the bed last night and talked and just rejoiced.
That's good stuff.
But how good God's been.
Amen, sir.
And how little we deserve what
yes,
he's done.
Sir.
Well, I'm telling you, it's something to be living in your destiny.
Yeah.
We had people standing up praising the Lord this morning who has no job, absolutely no income, none. Whatever they've got, people have done for them. And said, I just feel like screaming. Because God's been so good. You know what that is? That's destiny. Amen. That's destiny. When I was little, I used to say, when I grow up, I want to be, and I changed it all the time. I wanted to be a veterinarian. Believe it or not, for a time, I wanted to be a rodeo clown, a bullfighter. I honestly did. I wanted to do that. Brother Rusty said, no, you don't move quick enough, brother. Yeah. Oh, amen. Wanted to be a veterinarian, wanted to be a rodeo clown, wanted to be a professional bass fisherman. Man, I had high hopes. Little did I know, I was wishing way low. I wouldn't trade places with the finest veterinarian in the country. And they, some of them guys working on them thoroughbred racehorses in Kentucky make millions of dollars a year. I wouldn't swap places with him for a minute. Hey, man, I'd have to step down to do his job. And I sure wouldn't take place with that idiot running from them bulls. Amen. Amen. It ain't if you get hurt, it's when and how bad. Amen. And there ain't a guy on the BASS tournament tour this morning I'd trade places with. Not one. Why? I found my destiny. I found my destiny. I learned it's not so much about what I want. Everything I wanted and tried to achieve when I got it, it didn't satisfy. I may just preach this one point this morning. Everything I thought would fulfill my dreams and make me happy. Oh yes, this is. If I had this, if I can make it to this point, that's all I need. That's all I'll ever want. And I'd arrive and I'd make it to that point and found out it had an empty bottom in it too. And brother, it just wasn't never enough. It wasn't never enough. And wasn't never enough. But then one day I stepped behind the desk of God. I opened the book of God and I preached the word of God. And I left that place going, my soul, I ain't never done anything felt that good in my whole life. I believe I'll do it again. I bless God, I think I'll just dedicate my life to it. I believe I'll do it every Sunday. I believe I'll do it every Sunday night and Wednesday night. And now I'm getting to do it all over the country. I'll do it in Canton, Ohio tomorrow night and Tuesday night and Wednesday night. I'll come back home, do it again Sunday morning, Sunday night. Woo! I'm about to come undone. Why? I'm living in my destiny. You're looking at the happiest man in the world. Oh, yeah. And I just found out last week, I'm thinking I'd pay for another wedding. Y'all that's just got boys, you better shout. I'm going to do it with a cheerful heart. Just so you know. Who made that rule? It ain't right. It ain't the Bible. It ain't in the Bible. Amen. I'm just messing with y'all. Hey, I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about where it's come from. We're going to throw her a whing ding of a wedding.
Amen.
Amen. And we're going to cry and slobber all the way through it.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not worried about it. Why? I'm where I'm supposed to be.
That's right.
Doing what I'm supposed to do. And when I'm where I'm supposed to be and doing what I'm supposed to do, God supplies everything I need.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Try that on, wear it for a little while.
Yes,
I believe you'll buy into it. Amen.
Yes.
Let me say it again. It just felt right. When I'm where I'm supposed to be, doing what I'm supposed to do, God supplies everything I need to get it done.
Yeah.
Amen. I ain't without anything this morning.
That's right.
Not without anything. I get to figuring sometime at money we have to spend. My truck tore up just here recently. My rear end went out. Cost me $600 to get that thing fixed. I thought, dear God, how am I going to pay for this? And you know what? I paid for it. A week later, I walked by the front end of it, and the tires, they look good, Brother Freddie, on the outside. Boy, there's a sermon illustration right there. On the outside, they look good, but I dropped something on the ground, and I had to look down up under the truck. When I did, I saw the air in my tires. That's getting thin, friend.
Yes, sir.
I said, oh, my soul, I got to have tires. I took it to the tire store. I said, how much? $760. Tires front end was out of whack from hitting a dog or something. Front end was all out of alignment. The oil change was about 2,000 miles overdue. I said, oh, how am I going to do it? And I can't, the math doesn't work. I paid for it. That's over $1,400 in just a little over a month on my truck.
Yes, sir.
Well, my attitude is, if it tears up, trade it in. Amen. But seriously, I'm telling you, when I'm where I'm supposed to be, doing what I'm supposed to do, God takes care of it.
Yes, sir.
God takes care of it. I got food to eat.
Yes, sir.
Got a little bit of money in the bank.
Yes, sir.
And got a rat hole in my wallet. Don't tell my wife. Amen. She knows exactly where it's at. Amen. You have a destiny. Find it. Desire it. Look for it. Elisha's destiny. Then we see in those verses we read, Elisha's decision. It's one thing to know your destiny, and some of you do. But you haven't yet made the decision to go after it. Let me say it again. Some of you know what God wants you to do. You've just refused to do it. Elijah tries to detour Elisha from following him. But he knows his destiny, and he's made a decision. I'm going after it. I'm going to do it. Amen. Some of you, it's decision time this morning. Some of you need to step on out of the boat like Peter did and say, I'm going with the Lord. Amen. This is my getting in spot. This is where I make a decision. Whatever God's will is for my life, that's where I'm going. Hey, and we always think about when we preach on God's will that, he thinks everybody's supposed to be a preacher and serve God full time. No, then who'd pay my salary?
That's right.
It ain't God's will for everybody to preach.
Yes, sir.
Y'all all right? Sometimes it's God's will for you just to be a good, godly wife and a mother.
Yeah.
That's a full-time job, friend.
Amen.
It's really more than a full-time job. It's a full-time job and about two part-time jobs. Am I right about it?
Amen.
Amen. Thank God I was born a man and not a woman. I'd have been the sorriest mother in the world.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'd never say but about four words to my kids, go to your room.
Amen.
Amen. I'd be a sorry mother. I got good godly children that are in the church this morning. One's off preaching. And it's because they got a good mama.
That's right.
Ain't nothing wrong with having that as a destiny, having that as a goal. Just make up your mind. They got in this, we keep talking about Rusty and Stacy, and I know you get tired of hearing it, but she's the one who keeps telling it. They got in this program, and all it is the Bible, and they started getting the Bible in them, start building a relationship with Christ. And you know what she said? It changed me as a wife.
Yes, sir.
Rusty said it changed him as a husband. Nothing wrong to have that desire just to be a good wife. And we need good wives, and we need good husbands.
Yes, sir.
We need husbands that'll be faithful to their wives.
Yes, sir.
Instead of a bunch of perverts.
Amen.
Amen. But it starts with a decision.
Yes, sir.
You decide to do wrong, you decide to do right.
Yes,
God never makes anybody.
That's
God
right.
Didn't make me preach, I made a decision to.
Right.
God didn't make me walk off my public job and go full time and serve Him. God didn't make me do that.
Yeah.
I made a decision to.
Right.
God didn't make me sell my bass boat
and
my new truck. I made a decision to when I decided to follow God.
Yes, right.
I had to decide what was more important. God's will or my desire.
That's right.
And you know what I decided to do? I'm just going to change my desire to match His.
Yes.
And that way, I'll get everything I want.
That's right.
But it started with a decision.
Yes.
Started with a decision. Elisha had a destiny. He had a decision. And then in verse 21, I want you to notice that he went through some discipleship. I'm leaving some of this out just to get through. His discipleship. Elijah didn't just start off preaching the gospel. He followed Elijah and ministered unto him. Isn't that what the Bible said? He went after Elijah and ministered unto him. He got up under a man of God.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Some of you are called to preach, but you're not ready to pastor. Are you listening? Before you can teach, you must first learn.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Well, I ain't getting enough amens right there. Some people get called to preach, they think they know everything.
That's right.
That's why young preachers say stupid stuff from the pulpit. Brother Charles has probably got a book at home somewhere where he's kept score over the years as the stupid stuff I said as a young preacher. He used to sit on the front row. He rarely would say amen, rarely. He didn't say amen a whole lot. He said, oh, me. He'd shake his head and said, oh, brother. I knew I was in bad shape when he said, oh, brother. Oh, yeah. Stupid stuff, man. Listen, we need discipleship. That's what this RU program. Hey, you ain't got to be addicted to nothing, but 99% of people are addicted to something. Amen. 99. Listen, man, you know what it is? It's a discipleship program. And it'll teach you the Word of God, man. Amen. We need discipling. Listen, it's not a bad thing to realize I need help. Amen. This thing is bigger than me. Amen. Life is bigger than me. Raising children is bigger than me. Amen. Are you understanding it? Building a relationship with my wife or my husband is bigger than me.
Amen.
Amen. You know that's what the church is for?
Yes.
We're here to get people saved, number one, but we're here to help you live.
Amen.
Amen. We're here to help you live. Don't be afraid to say, I need help.
Yes, sir.
Don't sit in the service and go, boy, I wish so-and-so's here. They need to hear this.
Come on.
You reckon God knows who's here?
Yes, sir.
You reckon He does? I reckon He does. I think he knows exactly who's here this morning.
Amen.
I think He knows exactly the words He needed to put in my mouth.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Why? Because you need help.
Guess
what? So do I. So do I. I got help from testimonies this morning. I started giving the invitation after Stacy preached. You say, women can't preach. I know, but she did a pretty good job of it. Amen. I know she wasn't preaching. That was a testimony. Amen. There is a difference. But boy, there's some good stuff in it. Boy, and the Lord just helped me. You know what He did? He encouraged me. He encouraged me. I've been pastoring come April. April will be 20 years. 20 years. Isn't that something? And I still need help.
Amen.
I still need help.
Yes, sir.
Brother Charles, how long have you been in the ministry? 40 years. You still need help? You know why? Because we all jacked up from the floor up.
Amen.
We all need help, man. Amen. And this is where I get it.
Amen.
This is where I get it. I got help yesterday in that parade. Watching them kids sing to the top of their lungs, Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Yes, sir.
And I was watching them people on the sidelines cheering them,
yes, sir.
Amening them.
Yes, sir.
I thought, hallelujah, boy.
Amen.
This is where I'm supposed to be.
Yes, sir.
His discipleship. Now listen, in chapter 2, I'm almost done. In chapter 2, I want you to notice Elisha's determination. His determination. He had a destiny. He made a decision to follow that destiny. He sat under Elijah until Elijah was taken away. Now I want you to watch his determination in 2 Kings chapter number 2. 2 Kings chapter number 2. Look at verse number 1. I want you to watch this guy. I'd say he had his mind made up. The Bible said, and it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, now pay attention here, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, I want you to notice his determination now, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto Elisha, second time, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. Now listen carefully. He had his mind made up.
Yes, sir.
Elijah said, stay here.
Yeah.
He said, no, sir. You're going to see that same determination next week in the little lady named Ruth.
Yes.
Only two women in the Bible had a book named after them, Esther and Ruth. And if God thought enough to have a book in His Word named after them women, we ought to learn about them.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, amen. She was determined. Elisha was determined. He said, stay here. Here is your out. Has God ever, have you ever been offered an out?
Yes, sir.
Y'all know what I'm talking about? Here's a place I could use an excuse to get out.
Yes, sir.
Here's a place, here's a situation, an event in my life I could use as an excuse to quit doing what I'm doing for God and feel justified in my heart, whether I'm really justified or not. Stay here, Elisha. No, sir. I'm going with you. Stay here. Hey, quit preaching, preacher. No, I'm going with him. Quit going to church and dragging your children. You're going to ruin them. They're going to grow up and hate God. They're going to hate church. No, I'll just go with him. I'll just go. Yeah, my son went to a Christian school. My son been in church every day, every week of his life since the day he was born. And he hates church so bad that he drove all the way to Livonia, Georgia to preach for Brother Lee Pointer this morning. I'm glad I drug him to church. Amen. I made a decision. I'm going with God. Joshua told the children of Israel, he said, choose you this day who you'll serve. He said, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. Make a decision this morning. Have some determination about you. Listen, if you're not determined, you'll quit. If you're not determined, you'll quit on God. You'll quit on your marriage. You'll quit on your children. What makes a mama walk off from her kids? What makes a daddy walk off from his family? No determination. You made a decision a long time ago, and with a decision, you made a promise.
Yes, sir.
I don't know why I'm hitting on marriage so much this morning. Maybe somebody in the house needs it.
Amen.
You said for better or worse.
That's right, preacher.
For richer or poorer.
Yes, sir.
In sickness and in health.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that what you said? Till death do us part.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You made that decision.
That's right.
Now, in the old days, they had what they called shotgun weddings. Them old boys got married for kissing on the farmer's daughter where he wanted to get married or not.
Yes, sir.
But everybody in this room made a decision.
Yes, sir.
You said, I do.
Yes, sir.
Now, with that decision, you need to dig down and find some determination. Let me just tell you something. I don't know why I'm preaching on marriage. Honest to God, I don't. I don't even know anybody's having a hard time. But listen, when you made that decision, you said, I do. Now, let me tell you something. Young couples, Katie and Chase, y'all listen to me real good. You got the idea marriage is a bed of roses. No. Some days it won't be manicured nails she has. It'll be claws.
That's right.
Say amen, fellas. Help me out. Don't leave me hanging out on this limb by myself. It goes from, to, and vice versa.
That's right.
It ain't all easy.
That's right.
Oh, it's great on wedding day when everybody's giving you envelopes of money in them.
Yes, sir.
That stops after the wedding.
Yes,
when the honeymoon's over, the bill's coming.
Yes, sir.
And babies and all that comes with that.
Amen.
I'm so glad the day Katie dumped the diaper bag. I mean, it was like a moving every time you left to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm telling you, marriage is full of difficulties. But if you're determined, it's worth it.
Yes, sir.
It's worth it. Our children are grown. Our last one's going to get married this next year. And we laid in the bed last night and talked about how good. I'm glad we stuck it out. I'm glad we stuck it out. I'm glad I'm still here. I'm glad I hadn't quit. I'm glad I'm still your pastor. Amen. And a plan to be for many more. But it takes determination.
Yes, sir.
It takes determination. Hey, Elisha became a great prophet, but not without determination.
That's right.
He said, I'm going with you, bud.
Yes, sir.
Wherever you go, master, I'm on your heels.
Yes,
amen. And Elijah went, boy's got his mind made up. Come on.
Amen,
look at verse number 8 of chapter 2. I'm almost done. We saw his destiny, his decision, his discipleship, his determination. But now I want you to notice his desire. 2 Kings chapter number 2, verse number 8, just before Elisha's taken up to God, Elijah. The Bible said Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. It came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Notice that's not a capital S, spirit. It's lowercase. He said, I want a double portion of your spirit. You know what he said? I want to be twice what you are. I don't believe he meant that in a boastful. I don't think he meant I'm gonna show you up. They're gonna change their mind about writing the book of about Elijah, and they're gonna write it about Elisha. I don't think that's what he meant. I think he just said, I have a desire to do more. I want to be everything I can be. And if I can do twice what you've done, Elijah, that's what I want. And Elijah went, whoo, boy. You ask a hard thing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But nevertheless.
Yes, sir. Amen.
But nevertheless.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad we have a but nevertheless,
yes,
God.
Yes.
When's the last time you went to God with a hard thing?
Yeah, come on.
We think things are too big to bring before God.
That's right.
He might just say nevertheless.
Yes, sir.
Nevertheless, he had a desire to have a double portion. Guess what he did?
Yeah.
Guess what he did throughout his ministry? Exactly double.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Exactly double what Elijah did. How did he do that? He desired it. He wanted it. He wanted it. Somebody said, man, I don't see how you get to fly on airplanes, go all over the country and preach. Man, I want it.
Amen.
I just want to serve God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. How's your desire?
Yeah.
Was you looking forward to your Sunday school class this morning? Man, I was sitting in my office this morning itching. I could have got without preaching this morning. I could have pumped it just a little bit and said, come on, somebody else testify and brag on the Lord.
Yep. Right.
Some people, sometimes it's good when we have a service and God just moves in, we don't have no preaching. Sometimes that's good. But it, down in here, there's a desire.
Yes, sir.
Them people bragging on God, you know what it made me want to do?
Preach.
Brag on God, amen?
Yes,
I sat in my office this morning. We used to go to rodeos all the time. Stacy, remember? And we'd back them horses up, them calf roping horses, they'd back them up. And that horse, buddy, they got that bit just as tight in his mouth. He's got his eyes on that calf, and that horse is dying to go.
Yes, sir.
That's the way I felt this morning.
Yes.
Just drop the reins, Lord.
Yes.
Drop the reins. Let me go. Amen? Why? There's a desire in here.
Amen.
There's a desire. I dread leaving my wife for a couple of days this week. But I have a desire to go to Ohio and preach the gospel to them people. Encourage that preacher. Amen. There's a desire. And then verse number 13, and I'm done. Brother Todd, y'all can come on and get us a song if you would. Let's look at verse number 12. Let's just finish it. Look at verse number 11. The Bible said, it came to pass as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. Now watch this. And he took hold of his clothes and rent them in two pieces. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and he smote the waters, and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he had also smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. Listen, we saw his destiny, his decision, his discipleship, his determination, his desire. But then, lastly, we see his demonstration. We see his demonstration. We see the proof in his faith. We see the proof in the pudding. His first miracle. His first miracle. Is he really who he says he is? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now he's begun to demonstrate God in his life. And that's what we're to do as Christians. We're supposed to make Christ look appealing to this world. Amen. Demonstration. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Not sure how to give the invitation this morning. I'll just say it like this. If you need help, come get it. Come get it. I don't know who I was preaching to about marriage this morning. It wasn't in my notes. Wasn't one word of that in my notes, but that was just the Lord. Come get some help this morning. Get your spouse by the hands. Hey, let's go pray. Maybe somebody said, hey, I believe God has a destiny in mind for me. I want to know what it is. Whatever the case, would you come pray? Would you come make a decision? Get it concrete. Make up your mind this morning. Before they sing, let's bow our heads all over the house. Nobody looking around. Heads are bowed and eyes closed. I wonder if there's somebody here this morning. You've never made the decision to trust Christ as your Savior. You're not sure if you died just like you are, heaven would be your home. I wouldn't come to you for nothing. Will not embarrass you in any way. I just want to pray for you. If you say, preacher, I've never really in my heart made that decision to trust Christ as my Savior. I'm not 100% sure if I died right now, heaven would be my home. Please remember me when you pray. Would you just slip up your hand? Anybody? Thank you so much. Let's pray together. Father, as we come before you again this morning, Lord, thank you for a destiny. Thank you for allowing me to find it. And Lord, it's a good place. And I'm just so thankful this morning. Help others to know the joy I have, the happiness I have, the peace I have. Lord, help them to find it this morning. Lord, there's those here that are struggling. There are those here that are hurt, heartbroken. God, please help them this morning. I can't do it, Lord. All I can do is tell them, but you can touch them. And I pray you'd do it today. Father, have your way in this altar call. We'll thank you. We'll give you glory, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.